You like hockey, huh?
I went to the hockey game. I went to the good old hockey game last night.
You had a little pregame though before you went.
Had a little during game.
What'd you have before? What was your pregame?
Just a little whiskey.
Just a little whiskey. Well, you got like a tumbler and you put like two fingers of whiskey in there.
Had a little whiskey
before.
I finished a script.
And what time did the game start?
6:30.
So.
But I was like, I didn't get there till 7:30.
Sure. So like 7. You have a little two fingers of whiskey. You get there, you're in a box.
I'm in a box with like all these Canadian
peanuts.
There's a huge bowl of peanuts. There was a huge bowl of table popcorn. I was there with two.
Are there burgers? Could you order food?
You could order food. You could order like chicken fingers and pizza and stuff like that. But I was pretty immersed in the game, and I was with two of my friends who I hadn't seen in a while.
So you ordered a white wine.
I just had a white wine. I mean, there was like a bucket of junk.
Was it like a full bottle or a little mini bottle?
Full bottle.
What kind?
I don't know, white. White kind.
So you had a glass of wine.
Yes.
And then?
And then I had a second glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
And then...
That's it? Just two for a whole hockey game?
Yeah. Just two, because I was...
two glasses of wine.
Yeah. How many hockey wines are you supposed to have? I only had two.
How long is a hockey game?
It's like 4 hours. It's so long.
That's what I mean. It just seems like you didn't refill or top up or anything.
I was yabbering to...
You didn't top up. Or refill or anything.
No, it was like an awkward, because I was shoved in between like a money manager named Adam and my friend Aaron.
Was he in a suit and tie, the money manager?
No, he was not.
What was he wearing?
A button-up shirt. He looked like a money manager.
Okay.
He was the money manager of a bunch of the players on the team.
And after the hockey game.
We met the goalie, Cam. He kept on telling me, he was telling me about how hungover he was for the game. And I was like, you just get up like hungover and you play professional hockey. And he's like, don't you do your job hungover sometimes? I was like, I guess, but it just seems harder to do it when you're a professional hockey player.
But he loved his sponsored product.
He kept on shilling his sponsored product, which was this, it's in the overcrowded sports drink market. The fourth place contender is a thing called BioSteel.
Out of Toronto.
Canadian company, went bankrupt last year.
No, that's not true.
What happened? Mike went deep on BioSteel when I told him about it. Because he basically was just like, the reason that I felt good during the game and the way I got over my hangover was that I drank BioSteel. And he kept saying BioSteel, and I was like, I get it.
They were the official drink of the NHL for a while.
Uh-huh.
But they lost all their money. And their corporate parent, who owned them, was like, fuck
you. What happens when you lose all your money?
You gotta go sleep. And so they had to go to sleep. So they had to, like, they booted them out, sold them off to another company.
It was owned by a cannabis company, right?
Yeah, because, like, the cannabis company was, like, a couple years ago, everyone was like, there's no money in cannabis because it's a fucking weed and anyone can grow it. And this shit doesn't actually, it's not the gold mine we thought it was. So all these cannabis companies, that had, especially in Canada, gone public.
They were like, whoops, we got to diversify?
Yeah, and then they were like, oops, we bought BioSteel.
Oopsie.
And so they sold it. And then as soon as they sold it, then they were like, oh, yeah, we actually don't have money without our corporate daddy. And so then the NHL was like, well, you owe us a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were like, well, we don't have it. And then you can't be the official drink of the NHL if you don't have our money.
We don't have it.
So they don't get to do that anymore.
I want to start doing that. There's like tons of people who live their entire lives being like, people are like, you have to pay us rent. And they go, we don't have that. And then they get kicked out and they just go do it again. I want to do that. Be that guy. Just not pay for stuff. I'm already pretty good at not paying for stuff.
After you got sold the concept of BioSteel, then you went to the Roost.
Well, first we went into the parking lot where I screamed after two canine officers.
I just want to talk about your drinking.
You're going to make me sound like an alcoholic. Why are you frowning? Like I am an alcoholic?
No, I don't care.
An alcoholist.
I'm not sexist. You're an alcoholist.
Then we went to my friend Aaron and I went to the Roost, and then we tied one on. Like a vodka soda, because Aaron's an actor, so he drinks vodka sodas.
And then what did you have?
And then I had a wine.
And then what did you have?
That's it.
You came home at midnight.
I came home, and then...
You snuck inside. You didn't have any more drinks?
No. I did not. God, I didn't touch anything. No, I did not want to drink
You went to sleep.
I went to sleep.
You woke up.
Yep.
And you felt like garbage.
I felt so gross, and I was mad at myself because it's like, I haven't really been drinking this week, and it's been great, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm, like, smart, basically. Like, I have a clear head. But then you bullied me into coming to Costco.
First I bullied you into not going to play tennis.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to play tennis with my friend Ennis.
This sounds like a made-up story. You went to a hockey game, met a hockey goalie, and then you skipped the game of tennis with Ennis.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're hungover.
Yeah, and then you took me to Costco so I could get a hot dog.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
And then we saw nuns buying salad. There were these two nuns in full habit. They were just buying huge bags of salad.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how do you rate that Costco hot dog?
5.
You loved it?
I was like, I was so excited that about this hot dog that when I went to the condiment station, I understood what it was like for men to prematurely ejaculate because I was pumping on the fucking ketchup thing so hard because I was so excited to put that hot dog in my mouth. And I was like, this is going to be the best moment. And then when I snapped into that thing, 5 out of 5.